Hey guys, it is Friday and we're finishing up this book of 2 Peter today. And as you read today, you're going to see that as yesterday was talking specifically and only about false teachers and their destruction, today is simply talking about the day of the Lord or the day that Christ returns. And you'll see Peter in essence saying, I know that there are doubters out there saying, hey, where's your God? Where's Jesus returning? When is this going to happen? And then all we have to do is look at verse 8 here in this chapter and 9. It says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. You know, over the last several years, it's just occurred to me more and more, and I've been thinking more and more about how we, and you may have heard me say this in church before, but forgive me if you've heard this before, but how everything that we do, every experience that we have is tied to a clock. It's tied to time. It's tied to a day of the month. It's tied to a year. So think about any time that you tell someone else an account of something that happened in your life. You almost exclusively tell a date, a time, a year, in days, weeks, months, minutes. We say, oh, yesterday, or a few days ago, or in 1997, or whatever it is. We tie everything to time. And so everything that we think about has kind of a time stamp on it, doesn't it? So we are so used to revolving our lives around time. You know what time you need to get the kids to school. You know what time you need to wake up. You know what time you need to go to bed, even if you don't go to bed at that time, right? You know everything. You have this appointment at this time and time and time and time. So everything is revolved around that. Even back in these times when people didn't have Apple Watches and they didn't have cell phones and they didn't have clock on every wall of every room of every place you walked into, they still looked at time as being very important. Here's the deal. God is not bound by time the way that we are bound by time. So something that seems to take forever for us, let's say we're going through a struggle in our life and it just seems to be dragging on and on and on. 1,000 years to us is but a day to God. So our entire lifetimes, if we want to put this into perspective, in the whole midst of eternity is less than the time of a blink. Think about that. So what we look at is we look at, when is God going to do this? When is God going to come through here? When is Jesus going to come back? Here's the deal. God's not in a hurry. God is not bound by the clock or by a timestamp. And so this is comforting for me to recognize that. And it helps me to understand eternity just a little bit better, is that our life is just a blink. Our whole life is just a blink. So everything inside of our life, between the day we take our first breath and the day we take our last breath, is a fraction of a blink when it comes to eternity. I think it's so important for us to have a heavenly perspective, as much as we're capable, understanding that God always fulfills his plan, even if it's not in the time that we think he should or could come through with something. So hopefully that will encourage you today, knowing that God doesn't want anybody to perish, but he is not bound by time. Have a great day. Be back with you next time.